Good morning. This is Lisa Bonzel, the Senior Clinical Editor for LippincottNursingCenter.com. I'm on the phone with Mary Beth Kingston, the Chief Nursing Officer of Advocate Aurora Health. Today, Ms. Kingston and I will be talking about her path to nursing leadership and the work of the Nurses on Boards Coalition. Thank you so much for joining me today, Mary Beth.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I'm delighted to be here speaking with you this morning.
So I'm always interested to hear about how nurses got to where they are today and, you know, learn about the nursing journey in their career. Can you start us off by telling us about yourself and share your story?
Sure. It's just so interesting when you think about how you arrived at the place where you are in your career. And I've been a nurse for 41 years. And I've been so fortunate to have a variety of opportunities and experiences during that time. Certainly, I worked as a clinical nurse and went back to graduate school fairly quickly. But I had a number of things that played into my pursuit of formal leadership and administrative roles in nursing. Very early on, I was involved in professional organizations, specifically the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, and also more recently, the American Organization of Nurse Executives. And I'm just so honored to be serving as their president-elect right now. Involvement in professional organizations helped me broaden my network regionally, nationally, bring back information to the organizations where I worked, and really develop my own personal leadership skills. So I've had a variety of roles. I've been a nurse manager, a director, a chief nursing officer of a system and a community hospital, as well as a chief operating officer. And I actually did consulting for a while as well. And I think that, to me, is one of the fantastic things about nursing. There are so many opportunities and ways to contribute and to learn. Probably my biggest leap occurred 6 years ago, a little over 6 years ago. I am a Philadelphia native and always worked and lived in the Philadelphia area. And when the opportunity at Aurora came up, I decided it was time to take a risk and a chance. And I interviewed and really liked what I saw and made the move to the Midwest, which was quite a leap for me. And then 6.5 years later now to be the chief nurse at Advocate Aurora Nursing. We recently merged with Advocate Health based in Illinois, has just been the opportunity of a lifetime.
Wow, that is a big move. can you tell us a little bit about a typical day as a chief nursing officer?
Oh, I don't know if there is a typical day, but I can tell you kind of how I spend my time. I always remember from when my children were younger, they would say, "Do you have another meeting?" And the reality is that I do spend a fair amount of time. I don't want to say in meetings, but interacting with people and colleagues and nurses as well. A lot of my time is spent with interprofessional groups, whether it's my physician colleagues, other clinicians, other administrative leaders in the organization. And my primary focus, particularly at the system level, at the system level, it's a bit less operational than when I was responsible for a hospital, for example. But I spend a lot of time focused on patient safety, quality of care, the patient experience, and certainly in a large system such as this, we have 22,000 nurses. Wow. It's just amazing, and they're fantastic and inspirational every day. But I spend a fair amount of time looking at workforce issues, ensuring that we have a highly educated and engaged workforce to meet the needs of our patients and our communities. So it's really a very broad and interesting role, and every day is a little bit different. The other area I spend a fair amount of time is with our shared governance teams. So we have a very strong shared governance in all of our sites, including ambulatory as well as our hospitals and home care. And the nurses there are just so engaged and involved, and it's a great way for me to be able to connect and hear from the nurses who are practicing what their issues are.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm sure that all 22,000 appreciate your interest in, you know, and keeping your finger on what's happening at the bedside.
Well, you know, it's really, that's been a real interesting challenge for me, because I do feel I have a personal style of leadership, and when I was in organizations that were less large, so a little bit smaller than the current one I'm leading, I felt that I could know people. I knew what they were doing. I knew their families. I knew everyone on a first name basis. And then as you move into larger and larger organizations, you simply have to work differently. And so that's been a bit of a challenge for me. And I use shared governance and try to round and be out in and visible in the clinical settings to kind of accommodate and account for that.
Great, great. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Nurses on Boards Coalition and how you became involved with that group?
Well, as I mentioned, I was on the board of the American Organization when the Nurses on Boards Coalition was first forming, and that the acronym for that group is AONE, and AONE is one of the member organizations, so very engaged and involved from the beginning. And then at Aurora Healthcare, we became one of the initial sponsors, essentially, of the work, because I think it's so important.
Mary Beth, can you explain why you think the work of the NOBC is important?
Yes, because I think that nurses can have a tremendous impact on healthcare nationally. And one way to do that is by our participation on boards. And actually, we can impact other aspects of people's lives as well. Nurses bring a unique perspective to the table. We focus on the whole person, and we have many talents and have been involved in many leadership roles. And so bringing that ability to influence to the board level in a variety of organizations can make a tremendous difference. I am fortunate that at Advocate Aurora Health, we have a nurse chairing our board. So I've witnessed firsthand how having nurses on boards can change the conversation at the board level. Again, not only in healthcare organizations, but in a variety of other forums. And really put that focus on the experience of people, on patients, on the workforce. And it's been wonderful to see that impact.
Wow, great. Can you talk a little bit about your first board experience?
Oh, I had my first board experience at a fairly early age in my 20s, and it was a nursing professional organization. I had been a nurse in critical care, and I joined the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, and then ran for the local regional board, which was in Philadelphia, again, my hometown. And it was eye-opening for me. I learned there the power of networking and meeting people that not only the folks you worked with, but people from across the region was able to bring things that I was learning back to my workplace. And I think it was there that I first realized how much I loved contributing and also learning new things. And that board experience gave me the opportunity to do that. It also gave me the opportunity to influence nursing practice. To learn new skills, and just was an eye opener for me at that early age.
What advice do you have for nurses to help them prepare for board membership?
Well, one thing is don't sell yourself short. And sometimes other people realize things about ourselves that we may not see. And so often in my career, folks will have come up and tapped me on the shoulder and said, you know, hey, I think you'd be good at. And I hadn't thought about whatever they were suggesting. So when someone taps you on the shoulder, listen, they're seeing something in you, and you really should respond. And sometimes that's a board opportunity. And I really do try in my work setting when I see opportunities that come through to identify individuals that I think would be a good match for that opportunity and to kind of connect them. You know, I also think that and as nurses, sometimes we say, well, our expertise is in this field of nursing. And, you know, we really should look at ourselves and our strengths to really know ourselves and to say, well, you know what? We also are managing large budgets in many cases. So we've got financial experience. We have the largest workforce in many of our organizations. So we've got great HR experience. So we bring a wealth of talents to the table. And so, you know, we really should look to say we have a broad experience that we bring and focus in on that. And, you know, the last thing I would say is that when you're preparing for a board experience, take the time to learn about, number one, board roles, because being on a board is very different than, you know, being on a committee or some other type of activity. And learn about the organization that is considering you or that you are considering. Learn about their business, their values, their culture. Number one, to make sure it's a good match. And number two, so that you really understand how that particular organization functions and where their priorities are.
Great advice. Thank you so much. I'd like to finish with the question I ask everyone. How will having more nurses enter leadership positions, getting on boards, how is this going to affect the future of nursing?
Well, number one, I think it provides an opportunity for an area of development for nursing leaders that would otherwise not be there. I mean, it's a different type of leadership, and I think it's very important that nurses throughout our country have that opportunity. So it's continuing to develop leaders. But on the other hand, it's an opportunity for nurses to also contribute to influence not just healthcare organizations, as I mentioned, but other industries. So it's a chance for us and nurses to learn about what's happening in a broader sense, but it's also an opportunity for other organizations to learn about nursing and what nursing can contribute. So, you know, the major impact will be on our ability to influence, I think, health primarily in this country. And I believe that with 4 million nurses, we can do just that.
I agree. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And thank you for your work, your leadership, and for your good advice.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it, Lisa.